Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with World of Outlaws late model photographer Tyler Carr. Then we'll speak with Crate Racing USA champion Jeremy Steele. And we'll have a conversation with U.S. Legends National Pro Division champion Joel Smith. But first, let's get to our what's hot. Well, a lot going on at the Performance Racing Industry Trade Show at Indianapolis. But let's get right to our first interview. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, World of Outlaws photographer Tyler Carr. Hey, Tyler, welcome to the show. And, you know, every time I try to bring a camera out to a racetrack, I'm cutting folks' wings off at one point. I'm getting blurs, this, that, and the other. When somebody brings a camera to a racetrack, you know, what as a pro is the first thing that you try to advise them to help them actually get a photo?
Basically, just see what they're using and try to give them little tips and pointers of how to get the stuff they're wanting to get and go from there pretty much.
Tyler Carr, understated, but oh, the thousand words multiply when you see his work. World of Outlaws sprint car photographer Tyler Carr, really, he does about everything. Yeah, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Tyler, when did you get this career in general started? When did you become a racing photographer? How did that all start?
I think the first time I took a camera to the racetrack was, well, the first time I had these little, throwaway cameras you'd get, like the drugstores and stuff like that when I was like 5 or 6, maybe. Then fast forward, late 2011, I took one to the Dirt Track World Championship at NKC and fiddled around with it there and decided I'd want a camera that was a little bit better and for Christmas that year. And 2012, it got pretty much started, and it's been all downhill from there pretty much.
Well, it's been our benefit that the downhill continues for our friend Tyler Carr, World of Outlaws photographer, motorsports photographer of all sorts. He is on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So back in those early days, who was the car or the driver that you were trying to shoot as a little tyke, trying to, get those first, handy cameras to work in any way, shape, or form?
I probably wasn't really trying to get anything specific, just doing it just to have stuff to look at throughout the years and just have memories from back when.
What is one of those photos that you took, sometime in those early years that maybe you got lucky at that point, that you've kept around and you still have in your collection today? And who was that? Where was it at?
I think it was probably 2013-ish at Skyline. I can't exactly remember the race it was, but Tyler Carpenter was leading it and running around the bottom, and he hooked one of the tractor tires in the infield, and I got a picture of it basically maybe on one wheel right as he was about to go over, and printed it off for myself, and it's hanging around somewhere.
Well, pictures of Tyler Carpenter are always awesome. The Kamikaze Kid seems to be able to get it done, and wow, that sounds like the right place, right time, and somewhat clear and in focus, I'm sure, as well, as we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with World of Outlaws photographer, motorsports photographer Tyler Carpenter, about the trade and about the craft. What are some of the things that, as you go track to track now, that are things that, you look for at a facility? Is it a turn? Is it a high spot? Is it somewhere sneaky down low? Where do you like to shoot the best of your shots from?
If it's somewhere I haven't been before, I'll honestly just go back through and try to find pictures that other people have taken from the place. And when I get there, just map it out really good and see if I can find where those spots are. And while I'm walking around, I usually stumble across something else that I might want to try. And
sounds pretty cool. Tyler Carr, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, motorsports photographer, chatting with us about himself, about racing in general and all. And, you know, when you look at those spots and look out, you know, are you, you know, style wise, who has influenced you? Was it Ansel Adams, you know, some other non-racing photographer? What creativity have you tried to merge into what you do?
I don't know if I've really tried to do too much of the creative stuff. It's just do whatever I think looks the best and what people I think would like to see. Just make sure it's a clear, crisp photo and not super blurry and out of focus stuff.
Long way from those early 2011-12 times when the very young Tyler Carr, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, was looking through and trying to become the photographer that he is nowadays. Tyler Carr, where can folks look at, you know, a whole portfolio or whatever on the internet? Where can they give you a follow?
I've got a Facebook page that I don't really use anymore, just not really wanting to update it, I guess. But if you want to look through some old stuff, it's Tyler Carr Racing Photos on Facebook.
Well, Tyler Carr Racing Photos on Facebook and at most of the World of Outlaws and Dirt Car events, you'll probably see a few images, if not all of them, from Tyler Carr, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Tyler, thanks for joining us. Be safe out there throughout 2026. We appreciate you taking the time to be here. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a candidate turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. I love getting to be able to say this on our stage. The 2025 Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Model Series champion, our friend Jeremy Steele. Congratulations, pal. Great to see you finally get this and cap off all of this, but it's still a family team, right? I didn't see that you hired 20 people to go out and do this. Shout out your folks that helped pull this together after a long season of, I'm sure, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, thank you. There's definitely teams out there that we race against that's got full-time employees and full-time crew chiefs and all that good stuff. And most weeks it was me, my dad, my girlfriend at the racetrack, and then Chris that owns my race car. He helps in the shop when he's got time and when he can. And then I got one guy, Jonathan. He don't get to go race much, but he comes to the shop quite a bit and gives us a hand when he can with what he can. And obviously couldn't have done it without them. But yes, relative to some people, small team, no employees, nothing like that. We all got jobs and go to work.
What is that like?
Got it done.
What is that like when you get a few of them together like that? Is it, hey, Jeremy's going to buy the the pizza that night? Is it, we get to come over for dinner, next week, and he'll feed us well. Well, how do you work with the crew like that are still very important but aren't employees?
Yeah, there's nights like that when, especially when I know it's gonna be a little later, you try to sometimes majority of nights I go straight from work to the race car shop, and eat supper on the road or buy pizzas and bring to the shop. If we go out of town, anybody gets to go with us, I try to feed them, say thank you. It's about all we can do usually.
And it's a big season of thank yous for all the great folks that have been behind the York, South Carolina's Jeremy Steele, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The newly minted 2025 Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Model Series champion joining us on the ProFab hotline. If you look back at the season, I remember hearing about, you couldn't get a hotel. The last time somebody couldn't get a hotel, I thought a baby was born on December 25th. This happened a different time of the year. As a guy fighting for a championship, you couldn't even get a hotel? What was that story about?
Yeah, sometimes that's stuff you run into on the road. I don't have a toter home, so we were always, motel to motel, whatever, on the weekends when we had to be. And I don't remember where we were leaving. It was a couple months ago. We were leaving, I want to say it was East Alabama Motor Speedway. And we were going to try to get to the other side of Atlanta, catch a motel, sleep for a couple hours, get up and go on in the morning, and it got to be about 3:30, and we could not find a motel. The motels were either, there was a few we found, but they were so outrageous price. We went on up the road, and then, they said the Georgia game had happened, and everything was booked up. And so Dad said he'd drive as far as he could, and I told him wake me up when he was done. Well, he didn't. I woke up, we were in a truck stop, backed into a parking spot sleeping. So wasn't the most comfortable place to sleep, but I think we got up about 6 or 6:30 and went on to the house, washed race cars.
The glamorous world of motorsports chasing and getting the 2025 Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Model Series Championship. Jeremy Steele giving us a little bit of the insight into some of the things that none of us really get to hear about behind the scenes, but we get to see him in victory lane like he was just a couple of weeks ago at Swainsboro Racing, leading all 50 laps to cap the season for Crate Racing USA and to get that championship. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets for 604 Dirt Late Model Engine Racing. Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. And speaking of sponsors, I know you do work for all of your sponsors, ProFab included on that. What are some of the things that as you've ascended to this spot and now your team is recognized as one of the, a championship team, behind the scenes, how is that work that we don't know, things that you have to do back there to help these sponsors?
Yeah, like we talked about, a lot of times people look at it and think it's, I put my sticker or put their sticker on my race car and they give me free stuff. But it's not always like that. Sometimes it's a partnership more than it is a sponsorship. And you have to help them for them to help you, whether that's bring them, customers or, do testing work or anything like that for them. It's not always just stick the sticker on the car and get free stuff.
Well, he's got the ProFabrication sticker on his car, and he works it, bringing him to victory lane. And now the 2025 championship at Crate Racing USA, That is Jeremy Steele, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. So you get the championship here, Crate Racing USA. Where would you like to go maybe in 26 or somewhere in the future? Where can we hope to get to see you some?
For 26, my plan is mainly super racing. I'm still going to have a crate car. We're still going to go to these big crate races and try to make a little money to pay for the super car. That's hard to do in racing, whether you think you can or not. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to try to super race as much as I can, maybe venture out a little bit. We're going to try to go to maybe Swainsboro in January. And I've seen some races, like they got that Bulls Gap Gauntlet. We may try to go do something like that, or a Smoky Mountain one weekend when they have a big race. Try to go to some places I've been to before and been comfortable.
If we could have a crystal ball and get you to maybe somewhere where one or two would you go? I know you've been to Pittsburgh, but somewhere else out there beyond the local area.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's one of the best racetracks you can go to. Eldora's obviously on everybody's bucket list. There's quite a few of them out there like that. Fairbury is always cool. Honestly, one of the coolest racetracks I've seen is Marshalltown, and that's somewhere I'd like to go race. I don't care if it was in a front-wheel drive car. That's just somewhere I'd like to go race. But, yeah, hopefully we get to do a little super racing down the road, maybe at some of those places, the Volusias and Eldoras and whatnot of the world. And don't know how much it'll be next year, but maybe down the road.
Well, I'll tell you, when he shows up, now with that championship tucked in his pocket, you got to watch Jeremy Steele, York, South Carolina. Go to his website, go to his social media, T-shirts, all that rest of that stuff. This is a young rising star that you will want to know more about. Jeremy Steele, thank you for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Fiddles and rain, damn these fiddles and rain.
Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the U.S. Legends Inex Racing Series Pro Division National Points Championship winner, Joel Smith. Hey, Joel, welcome back to the show. And right starting out, I know we want to take care of a lot of racing stuff, but we want to make your folks proud. Tell us why your race car is the color it is, and what color, and what's the idea behind that?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Michigan, Temperance, Michigan, to be more specific. But I grew up and, you know, lived in Michigan, and, you know, the college football team was, blue and yellow. And, you know, I've always fell in love with those colors. You know, they're one of my favorites. And, you know, it's nothing like supporting my Michigan football team like that, you know.
Michigan.
I'm not gonna lie, that was
Michigan's Joel Smith. He lives now in Mooresville, North Carolina, but you can't get the Michigan from a Michigan guy. And I'm sorry for anybody in Ohio having to hear that, but definitely the Smiths, not only winners off the track, but on the track as well, as testified by the U.S. Legends Inex Racing Pro Division National Points Champion, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Joel Smith. Glad to have you on. And, you know, it's been neat watching you develop and such. And you've had some assistance finally for some really big folks like Dennis Lambert, Todd McCollum, 860 Motorsports. But you really start, you know, still a part of a family team. How much how does it make this championship more special to you that you won it with your family so involved?
Yeah, it really feels special. You know, I think we're really the only, family team in the pro division, honestly. So, you know, to be going up against people that have had, you know, 20, 30 years experience in these cars and, you know, just starting out, you know, a couple of years ago in these cars, you know, racing and, you know, getting better, obviously, at driving and setting them up, it really means that much more. And especially with all the sacrifices we made the last couple of years. So it really means a lot, you know, especially it just being, you know, the four of us working out of our two car garage, you know, trying to make a dream into a reality.
A true grassroots racing family team, family champion, the U.S. Legends Inex Racing Series Pro Division National Points Champion, Joel Smith, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So speaking about the family team, what does Dad do for his part of the racing team?
Yeah, so he's kind of the parts guy, you know. He helps maintenance a little bit, helps me stop the car. But, yeah, his roles, he's the truck guy, you know, driving the car to the track and back, obviously. And then he's just there helping me set it up, make sure everything's in order. And, he's just kind of the guy overwatching, you know, the whole deal.
Well, as much as Dad does when we're chatting with Inex Racing Series Pro Division National Points Champion, Joel Smith, and about his grassroots racing family team, what's Mom do?
Yeah, she's the biggest support, you know. She helps me with a lot of stuff, you know, helps me my social media, you know, and she's one of my biggest supporters since day one. She's never missed a race before, and she's been there for every step of the way. She's kind of the cheerleader, you could kind of say.
Oh, I've watched her cheer while I've seen you out there racing at the highs and the lows. And Mom Smith definitely takes care of her boys. And we're chatting with Joel Smith, the older of the two Smith brothers that are racing at the U.S. Legends. He's now the Pro Division National Points Champion. And speaking of younger brother Jack, how is it? Is it a distraction having him around racing, or does that, you know, distraction help you in some way learn, balance, be the older brother? What's Jack's contribution to this championship?
Yeah, he's really supportive. He's been supportive since day one. Again, I don't think he's ever missed a race, honestly. So, yeah, he's just kind of been there to support. And, you know, it's pretty cool having a younger brother race and, you know, him knowing the struggles and, you know, him knowing the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. But yeah, he's a supporter and, you know, he's the racing brother, you know, I've always wanted. So it's pretty cool to have someone to relate to.
Yay, Jack Smith, the younger brother of our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Pro Division National Points Champion, Joel Smith, chatting with us about the family team that has put him to this lofty national championship, the Smith family team, Dad, Mom, and little brother Jack, and of course their driver Joel Smith. What does Mom make special on race days? Do you have a special, hey Mom, I'm gonna go race a big race? What meal do you call for then?
Man, I gotta say a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know, you can never go wrong with a nice peanut butter jelly sandwich. That with a nice Coca-Cola. Those are two good things to have right before a race. I've always had them, and you know, they're
Does she cut it on an angle? Does she cut it in half straight away, or do you just have it regular full piece of bread?
I just have a regular full piece.
not like when you're a little kid and she quartered it out and you get some and Jack gets some, right?
Right.
Oh, Mom Smith always taking care of her now National Pro Division champion, Joel Smith, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Well, what's on your playlist? Let's know you a little bit more. You know, we've got less than a minute, but tell us about your playlist.
Yeah, I'm a big country music guy. I like Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, you know. I dip a little bit in rap, but I, you know, prefer country music most of the time.
How about outside sports? You were a Michigan football fan. Do you, did you ever play any other sport?
I used to play flag football. That was, and basketball. Those are the two sports I used to play outside.
Do you have a dog or a cat at the house? You know, which one?
I have a French bulldog. His name is Winston.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Joel Smith, Pro Division National Points Champion in the U.S. Legends NX Racing Series, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. You talked about Mom's social media. Where can folks follow you on social media to keep up with the journey?
You can follow me on Joel Smith Racing on Facebook and Instagram.
There you go. A couple of places to find a now champion in the National Pro Division for the U.S. Legends. Joel Smith, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Appreciate you taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Not many races happening last weekend. Of course, the Performance Racing Trade Show in Indianapolis just finishing up there. And if you haven't already seen, make sure you give PRN at the Track a follow on our social medias, X, Facebook, and Instagram. We were up there courtesy of Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net, taking all kinds of photos from last week's show. You'll be able to see those and keep up with all kinds of grassroots racing. For all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thanks for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.